T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To talk about the Saints and the contest with the Buffalo Bills in the Dome tomorrow night. How you doing, Mike?
I am good. Do you know where the Buffalo Wings got their start?
At the Anchor Bar in Buffalo.
That is correct. 1964.
Mm-hmm. I will have, Mike, football snacks for 400.
That's true. Well done.
Yeah, well, I don't, you know.
I'm sorry, I think you started with a question, and I went right to my snatch for 400. What was the question again?
Isn't there a competition in Buffalo for wings between two places like there is in Philly with cheesesteaks?
I believe so. I've only been to Buffalo one time, and it was 1989. It was my very, very, very first assignment when I got to Channel 4. We did the preseason game up there at Orchard Park. And so it's been a while. I'm not 100% sure. But I know the Anchor Bar is still there, obviously, but I'm not sure.
What is that city like? I've always wondered about that.
It's nice. Orchard Park, by the way, where the stadium is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. One of the nicest, kind of coolest settings. I mean, it's not a huge town. I mean, from a fan base standpoint, it's a lot like New Orleans. I mean, they live and die and breathe Bills, just like we do Saints and Pelicans. You know, they have Niagara Falls. We have the French Quarter. They're a bit different, but, you know, they're passionate people. Let's put it that way. Very much like us.
So what was your take last week when you saw the Saints?
Can we please talk about last year, please?
Yes, it'd be a better conversation. No, but last week when you saw the Saints defense, the run defense, number one in the league, just get slashed and trashed and every other word you want to think of.
Well, it's the worst thing that can happen, right? Because it sets up everything else. Now, I will say that Jalen Hurts right now and the Philadelphia running game is as good, playing as well as anybody, any team, anywhere right now. They run a read option, RPO, run pass option, but it's a read option that really makes it work. And it's not like, okay, well, they're doing okay, and then they played us and got 242. No, they've been averaging, 175 plus. They've had 200 yards in three of their last four games. This isn't like, oh my gosh, what happened? But when that happens, it is hard to, one, stop. It then makes your passing game that much better for big chunk plays, which they got. And quite frankly, we don't have the horses right now to keep up with any kind of 27-7 halftime score, anything like that. So it's a very discouraging sign, but I kind of expected it. I kind of felt like Philly was going to run the ball. The question was, could we, maintain it, so to speak, stop him in the red zone to maybe it might be a field goal or, not touchdowns all the time. And then maybe get a pick six, not give up a pick six. And therein lies the difference.
The irony is you talking about last year, except for the Philadelphia game, because when I was watching and I watched the highlights of the game after you and I spoke last week, and then I was watching a game on Sunday and it seemed like it was deja vu all over again.
Yep. Now Miles Sanders was back. He didn't have nearly as big a game, but he had an 82 yard run last year. So that was a big chunk of his 100 plus. But that was Jalen's first start, and he's only gotten better. He makes mistakes. He's still young, but he just has the athleticism. It's a fairly simple, I'm told, offense to run, in that the quarterback's really only having to read one person, the defensive end, whether he gives it or keeps it. And when you're doing it well, and you've got good running backs like a Miles Sanders and Boston Scott and Jordan Howard, you can give it to them and they can get yards, or you can keep it and then you can keep it and run to the right and then throw it, which he does very well. He throws on the run very well. So, you know, they started off, they struggled with 1-4 out of the gate. But since, you know, the last four or five games, they're a much, much different football team. And I think they're going to be around. They'll be in the picture when it's all said and done, when we're figuring out the top seven teams in the NFC.
I don't want to go off too far here, but Jordan Fiegel, you know, Jordan is a graduate of Alabama, and he and I were having a conversation, and I think that Jalen's going to wind up being a better NFL quarterback than Tua. What are your thoughts on that? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Whoever said Jalen would be better than Tua, I 100% agree. Yes,
and Jordan just said it depended on how Tua stayed healthy, but I think Jalen's going to be the better NFL quarterback. What about injuries, man? You mentioned not having the horses, and am I hearing that Mark Ingram may not play?
Well, he didn't practice yesterday. We'll learn a lot more today. I didn't, you know, it kind of was like Taysom's foot after the Tennessee game. I didn't really know that he'd gotten hurt till the following day. Mark, I think, well, they didn't really practice. Remember, they didn't get back till
right. It
gave them off Tuesday. So yesterday was really, so the very first injury report that came out was really almost a speculation.
It was a participation report, actually, Mike, and I was wondering if everybody got a ribbon or not.
No, because they didn't practice.
Right.
They didn't practice at all on Tuesday, or Monday, I'm sorry. They didn't practice at all on Monday, Tuesday. I cannot believe the game's tomorrow. So, yeah, it's a rough. It's just hard to say because he was limited technically, but did not practice yesterday. We'll learn a lot more today, but today would be Saturday, right? We don't even – by Saturday, the last really report that is of note on a typical week is the Friday injury report. You can be questionable on Friday. I guess in a short week like this, I'm just curious to see what it would look like. I'm going out there this afternoon for 2:30 to talk to Coach Baton. But, yeah, I mean, better news that Montgomery looks like he's back and Taysom's back practicing. But, yeah, I'm not sure about Ingram, and it certainly doesn't feel like Alvin's going to be out there. So
if there's no Ingram or Kamara, I'm having flashbacks to the Seattle playoff game where we ran out of running backs and Marshawn Lynch closed it out. Because who you got playing if there's no Ingram and no Kamara?
Well, they have Tony Jones, and they'll probably – Ty Montgomery is back. They signed a couple of guys, Josh Adams, to the practice squad. They've got some roster room where they can bring up, you know, one or two guys. But they don't have to do that until later on this afternoon.
I know it's the NFL, and it's late November, and I know injuries are a part of it. But, man – this team is beat up.
Yeah, you know, like they all are, but I agree. And to me, if you had 16 guys on your list and they were the backup tight end and your backup right guard and yada, yada, yada. But if you have eight guys and it's your, you know, initially it was your quarterback, your backup quarterback, your starting running back, your backup running back, you know, three of your five offensive linemen, that they might get Terron Armstead back. I was talking to Christian Garrick last night. I was like, let's go back to 2019. Go back to 2019 and Drew Brees is your quarterback. Now take Drew out of the game. Take Alvin out of the game. Take Mike Thomas out of the game. Take three of your five starting linemen out of the game. That's beyond comprehension of what you have to kind of overcome. And so this team has already done that, right? Without Alvin, without Thomas, without, you know, Trevor, I mean, without Jameis, who replaced Drew. I mean, it's not so much the numbers, it's the impact of who it is, especially offensively. I mean, that's where those injuries are. Defensively, you can make amends. They're fairly healthy, except for Tano Passignon Marcus Davenport, who's been playing great. So, but it's that it's offensively that's where they're hurting the most.
Troutman is out, do we know or not?
Yeah, he's on IR. Troutman's out for the minimum of 3 games. Not surprisingly, I mean, it was a hell of a catch, but it was a, you could see that injury as he went down on that knee that he was going to miss some time. So he almost a minimum of 3 games. So, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, where there's 7 games left here, and we hear talk frequently about, you know, maybe not this game if he's not 100%, live to fight another day, you know, because you're, there's more games down the road. But with 7 games left, 5-5, that live to fight another day, and that road's getting shorter and shorter each week.
You know, we're talking all week long about Thanksgiving dinner, and we talked to Mike Strain about, you know, defrosting a turkey and so forth. And it just struck me that if you wanted to have a Thanksgiving dinner, cook a Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, you had to start defrosting your turkey on, like, Sunday if it was a big bird or something like that. The Saints have less time to get ready to play another football game. And when you put it in that context, it really does get your attention.
It's tough. It's always been tough on the Sunday to Thursday. Everybody gets it. Now, the Saints have 2 benefits out of it. They go Sunday, Thursday, then Thursday to Thursday, and then a Thursday break. It's almost like a little mini bye. That's why these next 2 games are so important, to win them both, split, because you do get a little mini bye after that and get to be healthy. Now, I will say, and I'm saying this without any context other than what Coach Payton said. When they went to Seattle, they left on Saturday. Saturday, the game was Monday night. So they were there on Saturday night, there on Sunday, there all day Monday, played the game Monday, but did not go back Monday night. In fact, they flew back all day Tuesday. And then, which was a surprise to me, is that he gave them off on Wednesday. He gave them off on Wednesday. So then you're off the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Tampa Bay, the defending Super Bowl champions, in your building on Sunday. And he talked about, he was curious about, you know, doing that and how the team would react and would they be ready, because you kind of push, you know, everything pushes up a day. What would have been Thursday, you now have to do Friday. What would have been Friday, you have to do Saturday. So you're squeezing more in, and you're squeezing more in later. But he was happy. He was impressed with how things went, and during basically on 3 days when, when he really didn't have to. They could have flown back Monday after the game, had Tuesday off, and been kind of a normal week. But they didn't do it that way. And I think, I don't know if it was any kind of a test for this game, but certainly it's proved to them what they can do on 3 days.
All right, let me take a break. We come back, we'll talk about Buffalo, because I know you've been watching, again, tape or digital video, whatever the hell it is you watch.
I know. Mike Hoss, watch film. I got 8mm film sitting here.
Do you? Really? With the fore and a back and the clickety-clickety right. Sound and all that? That's good.
Yeah.
Mike Hoss,
yeah.
Voice of the Saints in black and white, I'm guessing. We're going to talk about the Saints and the Bills more when we come back. Got any questions or comments? 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. Tommy Tucker back in a flash here. Day before Thanksgiving, day before the Saints game as they take on the Bills. And something else to remember, they're right in the middle of this thing. Because of the state of the NFL, I don't know if there's really a dominant team. Somebody's going to get hot, and somebody's going to start putting some wins together here. But right now, this thing's wide open. We'll be back in a flash, WWL. 928, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We just heard that, didn't you? Day 87, Ida Recovery, Thanksgiving Eve, talking to our good friend Mike Hoss about the voice of the Saints, I might add, about the Saints playing Buffalo tomorrow night in the Dome. What have you seen from Buffalo? How's their season been going? What can we watch for? The floor is yours, Mike. Take over.
They look very much like the Saints in their last game, and that's not a good thing. They played the Colts at home, were down early, turned the ball. They had 4 turnovers, turned the ball over, and just, you know, got beat 41-15. But typically, they were the star of the AFC East early on. They beat Kansas City, and it looked like at the time they were just going to kind of waltz their way through. Now, the difference became New England. New England has become a much, much different team. So in the last three games, the Bills have lost. So they, you know, they've lost Indianapolis, they beat the Jets, and then they lost at that Jacksonville game, you know, 9-6. And that kind of caught people's attention. They've not played the hardest schedule in the world, but they're a very good team. They, with Josh Allen, they run a little bit of the read option, not anything like a Jalen Hurts, but Josh Allen can run the ball. He's thrown 21 touchdowns. They have a very good running game with Zach Moss, Matt Breida, Devin Singletary, kind of three running backs who kind of look the same. They're all fast. They're not real tall. They don't have this like, big bruiser, so to speak. They do have a fullback, but really it's the wide receiver crew that is probably their standout, led by Stephon Diggs in his seventh year, Emmanuel Sanders, the former Saint, Cole Beasley, Isaiah McKenzie, and Gabriel Davis. I mean, those guys, you know, when they're the guys that Josh is going to look for. It's a very potent offense. They average almost 30 points a game. You know, this is the Saints. You know, this is where the Saints used to be. They do it with big plays offensively and defensively. And so they're when their offense is on, they're on. Last week, their offense was not on, and a turnover by Josh Allen, a fumble on a kickoff, and suddenly they were down big. It was very much like the Saints game. Defensively, they're very strong. They have A.J. Klein, former Saint at linebacker. So their defense only gives up 17.6 points a game. That is second in the league. They only give up 284 yards. That's first in the league. So their defense is stout. They don't blitz a lot. They're just a very, very good overall team. And that's actually been kind of banged up. They'll be getting some players back. Their injury list yesterday were two guys. And one was limited practice and one was full. So, you know, they're a good team, but they're not unbeatable. The Saints cannot play uphill all game. They cannot be down early and then go to halftime down 20 and expect a fourth quarter miracle that, quite frankly, has been solid, but they haven't come through. If it's just down too much, this team doesn't have the horses to just make these comebacks or have the horses to go on these long, sustained – I said this last week. I'm afraid nothing's changed. Long, sustained drives. They need some big – plays. They need the Saints offense has to go up and catch a ball and bring it down like Adam Trautman did. Just don't hurt your leg. You know, they don't have any explosive plays. They have 25 passing plays of 20 yards or more. The Saints now 25. That's 31 in the league. 31 rushing plays. They have four running plays of 20 yards or more. That's 25th in the league. When you don't do that, you put a lot of pressure on your first, second, and third down offense to get 5 and 6 yards so that you're not in third and 10 all the time. And they haven't been able to do that. You can't Bills do that all game. You're going to need some chunk plays. No, I'm saying you're going to need some chunk plays.
First and pass defense, Tre'Davious White, former Tiger at cornerback. They've given up 7 passing touchdowns and got 15 interceptions, I think.
Yeah, they prior to Sunday, they were plus 14. Now, I'm not talking about that they've had 14. I'm talking about that's the margin. They were plus 14 in the turnover battle, and now they're 10 because they lost the turnover battle 4-0 to the Colts. Just like that's look at the Saints the last three games. -1, -1, -2. That can't happen. It's got to be the exact opposite. For this team to win right now, with the players it has, meaning the Saints, they've got to be +1, maybe +2 in the turnover battle because they just, you know, they don't have the players right now being injured. They need to flip the field to their side. That pick six from at the end of the first half with the Eagles, now think about it, it was 22-7. Saints had the ball at their 41. And they're, you know, so there are a couple of plays for maybe getting a field goal, making it 20 to 10. It's a football game. 20 to 10, yeah, you're right there, especially the way you play. Pick six, 27-7. Eagles get it to start the third quarter, kick a field goal, and all of a sudden it's 30 to 7. Like, well, what happened? Mm-hmm. That's what you can't do. That is what you can't do.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you watch a game, you go to the bathroom, you come back, it's like, what the hell? What?
Wait a minute.
What happened
right
here?
So it happened, but the same thing happened to the Bills last week. They turned it over, boom, touchdown. And so within a second, they're off in 10, but on the field, and they were down like 17-3. Like, wait a minute, what happened here? Mm-hmm. So the turnovers this year, and I don't have the number sitting in front of me, but the number of defensive touchdowns is astronomical, just astronomical. Fumble returns, pick six. I mean, the Saints have a couple. So it's going to need, you're going to need something like that. You're going to need a block punt. You're going to need a block field goal. You're going to need something. And then when they get into that red zone, it's got to be field goals. It can't be touchdowns. It's got to be field goals. This one has to be close, low scoring. And Saints got to play very efficiently. This is an offense and defense that has to play super efficiently.
What about Taysom Hill? Does he start if he's healthy?
We start where? At quarterback?
Yeah.
I don't. My guess is no, but I think he'll play a lot more. Mm-hmm. I think he'll play a lot more at quarterback. He'll play a lot more. It's kind of the knife, you know, taking the snap and running the ball. I don't know if he'll start, but that's fine with me. I think you just utilize more of a two quarterback system without using a two quarterback system. But if Taysom comes in and he can run four, let him run four or five plays. It's not always just one and done. Let him stay in. I mean, I thought it was really the Taysom spark that got things going in the Atlanta game. And so I think him being healthy is helpful, but I'm hoping that Ingram will also be back. I don't know more today, but man, that's, you know, you'll
no
have
Ingram and no Kamara. You're gonna need more than a spark. You're gonna need a torch,
right? And they lost Travis, so you'll bring Juwan Johnson in, and he'll bring up some guys on practice squad. But these guys haven't played; they haven't practiced a ton. So it'll be a challenge. You know, Dwayne Washington, Tony Jones, Ty Montgomery. You'll move Ty Montgomery back more into a running back situation as opposed to a wide receiver. They brought back Kevin White to the roster, so because they know they're going to need him at wide receiver. And quite frankly, I'd like to see a little more out of little Jordan Humphrey, just like we did.
And with all of that, Mike, like I said before the break, even though it doesn't feel like it, they're right in the middle of this thing.
Oh yeah, I mean at 5-5 with the seven games they have left, but I would say that these next two games are going to kind of dictate. Mm-hmm. How things go. This is an AFC game, but if you go, you walk out of this at 5-7 with five games to go, and now you're really fighting uphill. You walk out of this 7-5 with the five games you got, which includes the Jets, the Dolphins, the Panthers, the Falcons. You know, the Falcons and the Panthers are your final two games, January 2nd and January 9th. The hope is that they are out of it at that juncture, playing for a draft choice. Mm-hmm. But you can't count on that. And then there's certainly the Sunday night game at Tampa. And so, yeah, I think to be 5-5 with kind of the way – with what happened at the beginning of this season, Hurricane, Dallas, playing on the road, it's just the injuries that they've sustained and the particular positions that make it very, very – difficult for this offense. Even if Sean Payton wanted to be, you know, hey, let's do some gadget plays or some, you know, with what? With who?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we'll see. Deontay Harris, you can't use him everywhere.
Nope. You get to eat Thanksgiving dinner with your family or what? Or you'll be studying?
I probably will, just because it's a short week. I'll probably come in just because I'm, you know, just like the Saints, I'm way behind. You know, I'm trying to cram 7 days of work into three. So my kids will be there in the morning, and I'll see them then, and I'll probably come in early, and we'll do something Friday, something like that.
Cool. Mike, thank you, man. Enjoy the game. You'll be listening for the call, and I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving, you and your family.
You too, Tommy. I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.
You bet. Talk to you again soon. 9:39. Yep. We'll talk to Chef Kevin Belton when we come back. Get some Thanksgiving cooking tips.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.